In this bulletin, Victoria records 17 more coronavirus infections as the Premier, Daniel Andrews, warns the state about community transmission. South Korea experiences a second wave of infections. And in tennis, three high-profile players test positive for COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says an army of public health experts will door knock in coronavirus hotspots across the state. It comes as restrictions are reimposed after a new cluster of cases. About 17 cases of COVID-19 have been recorded today, and two schools have shut down for deep cleaning. Mr. Andrews has urged all Victorians to get tested if they feel sick.
This is still with us. This is not over. And I know and understand that so many Victorians, perhaps all Victorians, want this to be over. But we simply can't pretend that the virus is gone. If people do the wrong thing, if people, for instance, have a positive test or are asked to quarantine because they're a close contact and don't do that, and then go and spend even a modest amount of time with others, it is almost certain that they will give the virus to other people.
The Speaker of the Northern Territory Parliament has resigned after corruption findings. The Northern Territory's Independent Commissioner Against Corruption has found Kezia Purick lied under oath and engaged in corrupt conduct to harm a political enemy. Ms. Purick says she rejects the suggestion she engaged in corrupt conduct and she hasn't reviewed all the available evidence.
I wish to make it clear that I do not accept the findings in the report, and I believe that I have not been afforded natural justice or procedural fairness in relation to the investigation or to the findings.
Federal Labor is calling for former High Court Justice Dyson Heydon to be stripped of his Order of Australia honour. It comes after an independent inquiry found the justice sexually harassed six women, allegations he emphatically denies. Opposition frontbencher Bill Shorten also wants Mr. Heydon to pay back the salary he earned from the Royal Commission into trade unions, which he headed in 2014. Analysts are calling for the overhaul of schemes designed to get unemployed Australians into work, stating the current system isn't helping people find jobs. A report from Per Capita says the resumption of mutual obligation requirements, such as job interviews, will cost taxpayers $322 million if unemployment remains at its current levels. It also warns that the so-called Work for the Dole program reduces job availability and causes harm to people suffering from unemployment-related poverty and financial stress. Per Capita's Executive Director Emma Dawson says the government should instead put money towards genuine work experience programs that support skills development and help people to find jobs. South Korean authorities have revealed the country is battling a second wave of coronavirus despite recording relatively low case numbers. The country was considered a success story in fighting the pandemic, having controlled the spread of COVID-19 in April. But recent outbreaks have forced cities like the nation's capital, Seoul, to reimpose restrictions, and citizens have been warned not to become complacent. Health officials say the easing of social distancing guidelines during a holiday break last month caused the setback. South Korea has reported a total of more than 12,000 COVID-19 cases and 280 deaths from the virus. To sport, tennis stars Nick Kyrgios and Dan Evans are criticising the postponement of Novak Djokovic's charity event in Croatia. It comes after three players tested positive for COVID-19 after participating in the Adria Tour exhibition tournament. Grigor Dimitrov, Borna Coric and Viktor Troitsky have all announced they have coronavirus. Djokovic's own coronavirus test results will be revealed later today. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, showers easing 20. Adelaide, a possible shower 16. Melbourne, showers easing 15. Hobart, rain and wind easing 14. Canberra, partly cloudy 12. Wollongong, mostly sunny 17. Sydney, similar conditions 17. Newcastle, partly cloudy, also 17. Brisbane, mostly sunny 20. Cairns, sunny 27. And Darwin, much the same 31. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.